Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Friday edition of Winners and Winers Radio. TGIF, everyone. I am your host, Scott Steen, lead handicapper with winnersandwiners.com.
And I'm your co-host, Scott Reichel, senior handicapper over at Winners.
And it is great to be here, finishing out another fantastic week on Winners and Winers Radio. Winners and Winers Radio, give us an hour and we'll give you the winners. And that's what we are fitting to do today, Scott. Big day. Big day yesterday. Had the draft last night, NBA style. A lot of baseball trades going on. I'm sure we all have a lot of input there and a lot of takeaways. There was a lot of movement. So we'll get to all that as soon as we can. How was your day as far as the gambling, Scott? How'd you do?
Went pretty well. I didn't touch baseball at all, and I ended up doing a draft prop, and I had Isaiah Todd under 37.5 at minus 110, and he ended up going 31st. That's a winner in my book.
Nicely
done. How'd your day go?
Fine. Had the Braves. They did well and found out the Chicago White Sox were starting the second string. So I went ahead and made a play on my beloved Kansas City Royals at plus 160. Never a doubt as they shut out Rodon and the Pale Hose. So yeah, good day for me. But let's find out, Scott, as we always do. We'll start the show with find out who it wasn't a good day for. These are the people that thought they had a victory right up until the time it was snatched away in cruel, cruel style. It's not just enough to lose, but you gotta feel really, really ripped off. And when you get ripped off, Scott, the only thing you can do, my friend, is call the cops. The first game is going to be the Nationals, game number 2 in their doubleheader against the Phillies. If you had the Nationals on the reverse run line at +1.5, man, you were cooking, Scott. You were up 7-0 in the third inning. Remember, the game only goes 7 innings, so it's even less opportunity for the Nationals to puke up the lead. But puke up the lead they did. They gave up 4, ended up leading by 3, heading into the 7th inning. Phillies scored 3 runs, sent it to extras. The Nationals, well, they got the lead again, led by 1 run, heading into the 9th. Nope, the Phillies, they walked it off, and they walked it off in style. Scott loaded up the bases. Hello, Grand Slam. Goodbye, reverse run line. If you had the Nationals, +1.5. All you needed was a lousy single, a double, a walk, a wild pitch, an error, anything but a grand slam, and that ain't the way it worked out. Call the cops.
And the second one was also in baseball. If you had the Reds-Cubs first 5 under 3.5, you had 3 runs going into the bottom of the 5th, 2 outs, nobody on base, suddenly somebody gets on, and you're hoping for anything but a home run, and of course, Contreras absolutely obliterated one to center field. 2-run homer, 3-2 score after 5. That's a loser.
Absolutely heartbreaking. And talk about the Royals game. If you had the White Sox Royals first 5 under 4.5, Scott, if I'd have told you before you made that bet that the White Sox weren't going to score any runs, would you have felt pretty good about that bet?
I think you would have had to.
Yeah, I think I would have even put more money down on that. If you had the first 5 under 4.5, you were in good shape. Sort of had 4 runs going into the bottom of the 5th. Surely the White Sox can record 3 more outs without giving up a run, right? They're the division leaders, right? Yeah, not so much. Royals scored again. They made it 5-0 in the bottom of the 5th. And to add insult to injury, that was all they scored. That was all anybody scored for the rest of the day. 5-0, that was it. You had the first 5 under 4.5. So sorry, Charlie. Call the cops.
I feel like it's even worse when you are going into the game expecting the White Sox to do the heavy lifting. Then they bench basically everybody on the entire team. And you think you're golden because you probably got a good number either on the overnight or before the official lineups were announced. And then out of nowhere, Rodon, who's one of the serious candidates to win the AL Cy Young, just got absolutely torched.
Yep. Yep. Sal Perez hits another bomb in the first inning. 2-run shot, 458 feet. He's sizzling, Scott. That young fella right there behind the plate playing some good baseball right now.
Did the broadcasters actually acknowledge his home run this time?
They said it was weird. They said there's a long drive by the guy that went up against
Pete Alonso.
Pete Alonso. Yeah, and there's a drive by that one guy that was hitting against Pete Alonso in the home run derby.
I still can't believe he had the second most home runs in the first round and the announcers were doing an interview at the same time and you just didn't pay attention to it.
If you didn't listen to our show, you never would have known that Salvador Perez had the second most home runs in the first round because somebody, and I don't want to point any fingers, but it might be me. So Scott, you know, there is a good side. There is happy news for players out there, and these are the folks that had those nice, easy winners, the no-sweat victories. You know who you are. You had that ticket and you checked it. You got it out in the first inning. You went, yep, I really did have that. I'm good. And you absolutely were. No grand slam walk-offs, no late inning heroics, just a nice, smooth winner. You were sitting in the rocking chair.
So the first one was the Brewers on the run line against the Pirates. Feels like a little bit of deja vu because we talk about this matchup every time they play. And the Brewers once again absolutely smacked one of the worst teams in the league, led 6-0 after six innings.
Yes, one of those times where if you listen to our show for the first time, you're thinking, man, those guys are brilliant. Just absolutely brilliant. Yes, and we were about that game. So second game, Scott, you've had the Rays on the money line going up against the Yankees. The Rays were all over it. They led 4-0 after the first inning. Who was pitching for that game, Scott? I don't remember.
AL Cy Young favorite, Gerrit Cole.
That's what I thought. I actually knew that. I just wanted to hear you say it. That was brutal. Get your Lance Lynn tickets, kids. That's all we're saying. They scored. Oh, Scott, this must be a misprint here on my sheet. It says they scored 10 runs in the sixth inning.
I know they did.
That can't be right.
They did.
Oh, they did?
They did.
Which pitchers were lucky enough to give those up?
It was a mix of Cole and some of the really, really talented garbage time, depth pitchers for the Yankees bullpen.
You know who they could have used? Could have used Sessa.
Sessa, anybody they just traded. Can Gallo pitch? He's not on the roster yet. I believe he's showing up for Friday's game. But yeah, the Rays batted for maybe an hour straight.
Well, on the plus side, if there's a silver lining, the Yankees didn't give up any runs in the last three innings. So there's that.
They also didn't score for the entire game.
No, they did not. Chapman,
yeah, that didn't help either.
Chapman didn't blow the save. Everybody always asks us if you had to pick just one play, if you had to make one bet today, what would it be? And we always like to put our heads together and figure out the answer to that question. And then we bring it to you in a segment that we do at the end of the show. It's time to put on your overalls, strap on that straw cap, and get on board your John Deere. Get ready for the Friday edition of Bet the Farm! Take it away, Farmer Scott.
The play that we're going to look at is in baseball, shocker, and we like the White Sox on in the run line. You're looking at the pitching matchup. Lance Lynn probably should win the Cy Young, 1.91 ERA, 1.02 WHIP. Also has a 1.50 ERA at home, so he's been very good. Also allowed one earned run or less in each of the last five starts. White Sox have won three of Lynn's last four starts by at least two runs. Mejia's on the mound for Cleveland. He stinks. 7.52 ERA, 1.45 WHIP, 8.34 ERA on the road. Indians have lost three of his last four starts by at least five runs. And the Indians also have a backup manager because Terry Francona is taking the rest of the season off due to health issues. Backup manager, complete disadvantage of starting pitching. Chicago's the better team. Give us the White Sox in the run line.
Absolutely the case. And I just think I love how you do the breakdown. Mejia, he stinks.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. He's not very good.
That's a professional sports betting term right there that all professional gamblers use. We appreciate you being here today. We appreciate you being here all week. Thanks for making the effort. Thanks for stopping by. Good luck on all of your plays this weekend. For myself and for Scott Reichel, we appreciate it. And we'll see you next time on Winners and Whiners Radio. Take care, everybody.